From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 30th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we use the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips? And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. We are live 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. We tell the tale of liberty everywhere we go. But have no fear, you can listen to the broadcast live, 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern, every morning. Except for on the Sabbath, we take a rest and recommend you do the same. Other than that, you can listen on demand anytime you like, libertyroundtable.com. LovingLiberty.net is our nationally syndicated radio network, so you can listen to us live and on demand at LovingLiberty.net as well. Incredible talk show hosts around the clock on LovingLiberty.net, our nationally syndicated radio network, thanks to Kathy and crew over there. We also want to make sure you're aware of the downloadable phone apps. They're free, live and on demand radio. You've got Android and iPhone, both available at LovingLiberty.net. When you get the apps, you can listen to radio live and on demand, but you can also follow the Twitter feed and a whole lot more for the news the networks refuse to use. Check that out. Spread the word. Donation links are available as well. Any penny we get will be used to grow our presence in the media. And we have a story to tell, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of our talk show hosts are truth tellers, speaking truth to power, telling the tale of liberty everywhere they go. It's about the promotion of the principles that made America great. With those principles, we can make America great again. So without further ado, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We had a lot to talk about with two incredible guests. Tuesday, we had Kirk Crosby with me. Both hours, by the way, doing a phenomenal job as he always does. We talked about the sad tale to tell. The NFL comes out of the closet, admits that football is gay. Now, I didn't really realize games could be gay or straight, but that's the way they're putting it, ladies and gentlemen. What they're really meaning is they promote the gay and lesbian agenda. Football is not gay. Devices are devices. Things are things. They don't make choices. Now, you could say football was born gay, but I don't think we go there either. The reality check is, ladies and gentlemen, they say that football, or the NFL, they say is also lesbian, transgender, queer, bisexual, but of course not heterosexual, writes Bob Unruh, WND.com, doing a good job breaking the peace. The NFL stands by the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, Q+ community, and they want you to know that they say everyone is welcome. They stand by the gay and lesbian community today and every day, they claim. So the sad tale to tell is that at the end of the, what do you want to call it, gay promotion month, the NFL comes out with a 30-second commercial. There's no words in the commercial. There's just music and visuals. And in the visuals, literally, it promotes the gay, lesbian agenda. I'm going to just call it the G+. Not G-rated, that's for sure. But the G+ agenda. And why they leave heterosexuals out if they're going to promote everybody, I don't know. What is it? Reverse discrimination? Political payback for thousands of years of male, female, binary, God-ordained relationships? And now they jettison that. Shame on the NFL for making football so political. We don't need to do this, folks. But right at the end of gay, lesbian, whatever, Pride Month, they have to do this. But by the way, it is June 30th. That is what? Today's the last day of Gay Pride Month. So at least that'll be behind us for one more year. Hopefully Americans can start to stand up. And I don't mean we should prosecute or persecute the gays. What I do mean is we should be kind and respectful to them, for sure, like we would like to be treated with kindness and respect as well. But that doesn't mean we have to pitch their agenda. That doesn't mean we have to promote their agenda. And especially, it doesn't mean we need to make their agenda more important than the time-honored, God-ordained, traditional family, right? That's the key. So I'm not downing these people. They can make their choices. I can make mine. I get it. and I'd never try to take agency away from them. And I will be kind and considerate to them and treat them with dignity and respect. And, of course, we reject any kind of violence or ill will behavior towards them. Civility is the key. I understand all that. But it doesn't mean that I got to pitch their agenda. And I can be kind to them and respectful, but I can also advocate for my political beliefs. And they want you to believe at some point, at some level, I have to eventually capitulate. And I have to tolerate. And then I have to literally embrace their agenda, or somehow I'm the bad guy. And that is the lie. I don't have to do that. I can be kind and loving and patient and respectful and all those things, but I can also stand on my personal moral beliefs, which is, you know what, the gay and lesbian lifestyle is a sin. It is not the natural order of God. Male and female created he them. God ordained the first marriage between one man and one woman, and I should advocate for those principles because that's what my God teaches me. I don't make the rules. I don't create the narrative. I don't necessarily, as a man, hold the moral high ground, but I can look to Almighty God, who certainly, as our Creator, holds the moral high ground, and I can cling to that. I can stand with that, and I can be kind and peaceful and genuine in doing so. All right, we also talked about President Donald Trump speaks at rally, I guess in Lorain County, Ohio. And, you know, he promoted democracy when he did that, and it was a sad tale to tell. I don't really appreciate Donald promoting democracy. And the reason I don't is because we don't have a democracy in America, folks. We are not a democracy. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, Sam, come on. It's not that big of a deal. You're making a mountain out of a molehill. It's just a word. No, it's a critical word. And it's opposite of what we have. All right, let me give you an example. Just a word. Gay, straight. Extremely different words that mean entirely different narratives, right? Happy, sad. Right, wrong. Freedom, slavery. You get it? Words have meanings. Oftentimes, words are opposites in their reality. And I submit to you that democracy and republic are absolutely opposites. And constitutional republic takes it to the next level. And if you really want to get super detailed, I would say in America, we have a God-ordained constitutional democratic republic. How do you like them apples? And all those words mean things. And what it means is we don't just have mob rule, democracy, the majority wins. We have checks and balances in a system where we look to God. So morality is of vital importance. And then the checks and balances to try to insist on that morality by chaining down those who would destroy morality with the Constitution. Very, very significant. Anyway, I don't mean to go off on it. It was an incredible rally. I think Donald advocates for a lot of wonderful points, and good on him for doing so. But I get concerned when we talk about the democracy word. We talked about a lot of the great things that President Trump is advocating for. Letting people know there still is election fraud. Letting people know that we can take back the legislative process, the executive branch, and we can advocate for good people on the courts. You know, he's doing a great job promoting and pushing for the 22 elections, and I hope for success there, because I'm telling you, Biden and crew are running things off the rails. I'll tell you that right now. All right, we also talked about Donald Trump defends school prayer, God, and the Bible in schools, and good on the president for doing that as well. I guess I'm supposed to say the former president, but see, that legitimizes the vote fraud, if I say that right. Anyway, so there you go, Trump defending school prayer, God in schools, and the Bible in schools, and I think he's right as rain on that one for sure. We talked about buildings don't just fall down. Why did the condo in Surfside fall down? Very important question to ask, I'll tell you that right now. Why did that condo absolutely collapse in Surfside? They're still looking for people, folks. Many people dead, lost their lives. What is it? Was it just poor construction from the start? Was it that they ignored systemic problems with the building? Was it that they engineered it and built it wrong in the first place? Was it that somehow, they didn't engineer it properly and water got in and did so much damage below in the foundations, etc.? Is it that Florida's just unstable ground in the first place with sinkholes and all kind of things? Or is it that somebody took the building down? And I don't know if somebody took the building down, and I am not saying that they did. What I am saying is, ladies and gentlemen, buildings don't just fall down in America. It's super duper rare. And every rarity that it, when it's happened that I know of, there's been a different narrative you could put to that. Take the Twin Towers. A plane hit them from the top and it took the whole building down. I'm not buying it. How about Building 7 at 9/11? That building supposedly got taken down because of fire. It wasn't even hit by any planes. Are you buying that narrative? No, neither am I. So I'm not necessarily buying the narrative that this building just absolutely went down in an instant just like that. And the reason I say that is because there's multiple engineering. If you talk to the engineers for truth on 9/11, etc., many of them teach that there are multiple principles that are in buildings engineering-wise. So there's engineering checks and cross-checks, and it's possible that a floor might cave or that a this or that might happen, but it's very unlikely that these buildings would just absolutely, completely come down, just be demolished like that. So something isn't making sense in my view with that either. Anyway, all right, we talked about that. That's great. We'll keep an eye on that, see if more comes out on those buildings. I'm not making any suppositions until I can have some researchers dig in and find out a little bit more. I don't like to just jump into conspiracy land with no facts. I like to try to get some facts on the table. You follow what I'm saying? It's really important in the news business to do that. I wish the mainstream press would do that too. How about you? All right, that's 1 hour of yesterday's recap. Second hour, I'll recap in seconds. A whole lot of news the networks refuse to use straight ahead as well. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, back with you live. I am Sam Bushman, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips when we're on the radio. As you know, we're celebrating the 25th year anniversary of Liberty Roundtable Live this year. We got events all over the place happening. Man, I'm gonna go to Freedom Fest coming up July 20th through the 25th. Go to cspoa.org or lovingliberty.net, and there's a dinner link there. And if you're in South Dakota, man, we'd love you to come to our dinner. We're going to have incredible speakers. We're going to have the Liberty Ladies speaking, five of them. Looks like Kathy and Molly and several others will be speaking. Beth Ann, one of our female talk show hosts, doing a great job with Common Sense Radio. We're also going to have a Kate Daly speaking, the Kate Daly radio program. She's a syndicated host on this network. So you're going to have five Liberty Ladies speaking, folks. It's going to be tremendous. You're also going to have several people speaking from the CSPOA, the sheriff's group. I'll be speaking. The good sheriff, Richard Mack, will be speaking. And I'm working on the other sheriffs to decide who will be speaking as we speak. So anyway, incredible dinner catered at Freedom Fest in South Dakota, right by Mount Rushmore, Rapid City. And anyway, we're going to have a dinner Friday night. Let's see, what would that be? The 23rd, I think that would be. And so check that out, cspoa.org, lovingliberty.net, and you can learn about that. We'll also be there with incredible booths, and we've got all kinds of breakout panels we'll be on and be discussing. Richard Mack and I will be on a general panel talking about, is the justice system permanently broken? My answer is clearly a resounding yes. But if we make some changes now, that will be kind of my point. That I'll be making on the topic. So anyway, there's that. Back to the recap of yesterday's show with Kurt Crosby. Sidney Powell, we talked about her in great detail, on defending the Republic from mandated vaccines and rigged machines. She was on with a guy by the name of Brandon House Live. And that TV news program is on frankspeech.com. The new media offering from Mike Lindell and crew. That's the MyPillow guy, right? Mike Lindell. He's the one suing the government, suing people over vote fraud, and everybody else's cases have been stymied, but Mike Lindell's cases continue. Sidney Powell explained that it's because he's got a unique focus on true investigations of mathematical reality, and several mathematicians certified mathematicians say that it's mathematically impossible for Biden to have won with the injecting of ballots at certain times after vote polls were closed, after vote recounts were shut down for the night. Injections of ballots mathematically in time frames just don't add up and make any sense. Anyway, and so his lawsuits are not being stopped. But anyway, Sidney Powell doing a great job with Brandon House on frankspeech.com. And she also talked about the other websites they're working on. They're suing over not only the vote fraud stuff, but on vaccines. And they're really creating a PAC as well to help elect candidates, not Republican, not Democrat, but people who stand on issues, people who are against vaccinations, really against the force of vaccinations. Because I'm not totally against vaccinations, ladies and gentlemen. I'm against the forced making people take vaccinations. I'm not against people studying it and having transparent information and letting people figure out in their own minds what they think on the vaccines. And then, of course, if somebody wants to take the vaccine, they should be free to do so, just as I should be free not to do so. So what I'm rejecting is force. I'm a little bit libertarian on that front, that I don't really like the force plan. That's my issue. Same thing with work. You know what? If you want to join a union, I'm not against unions. You can join a union if you want. But I don't want you to be forced to be part of a union. I don't accept that. Now, if you like a union, you want to join one, by all means, I don't want to stop you either. I'm a super believing in agency and choices guy. The free choice people just want death. The pro-choice people just want death. I want pro-life, but I want people to have choices. No, I don't want you to have the choice to murder your baby. That's one of the choices that I would take off the table for sure. Other than that, I really believe in agency and choices. Even if you make choices I disagree with, I'm not here to try to take those choices away from you. I'm here to advocate for your right to choose, even if I may disagree with your choice. That's the kind of guy I am. That's why the mainstream press would shut me down and say, I don't have a right to be in the news. They'd say, you can't peddle your news the networks refuse to use that you say is true. We call it fake news, so we're going to shut you down. You don't even have a seat at the table for discussions. They would do that to me. But see, I would not do that to them, even though I think they're wrong-headed and dishonest in their reporting, and I'll articulate that as a reality. That doesn't mean I would take away your right to hear them or their right to tell you what they think. Let's just have a candid discussion of ideas, and let's see who has the winning ideas. Is it they who want to shut me down, and they'd be the only news people in the business? Or is it me who say, I don't mind if they're here too. I'm good enough to advocate for my ideas and let them advocate for their ideas, and let's see which ideas the people gravitate to the most. I'm not afraid of that open dialogue. I'm not afraid of that open discussion. I believe I can articulate my points well enough. I believe I can stand for what I believe in well enough. It'll be a valiant stand for sure. And I believe that I can win people over to my side. I can make friends and I can influence people and I can do all those things. You can too. And that free form of ideas is what America, I believe, was built on. Them taking away your rights is a slap in the face of the founding fathers, in my humble opinion, to which I'm entitled. I believe that their idea to just shut everybody down and say, hey, you know what? We have our own new interpretation of the First Amendment. It's dead. That's how they would say it. I disagree. All right, we talked about Senator Rand Paul wisely speaking out. Senator Rand Paul says liberals are fighting hard, harder than ever, in fact, to take away, well, to do the following, I guess. Number one, take your guns. He's right about that. They're working on the International Arms Treaty. Small arms treaty, reject it, folks. Don't let the Senate pass that sucker or pretend to pass it, because you can't pass treaties that violate the supreme law of the land. It's, well, that's why it's called the supreme law, right? You can't have law that supersedes it. See what I'm saying? It's safe to stand on the principles. But anyway, they want to take your guns. Don't let them do it. They want to open our borders. Crazy, whacked out. Don't let them do it. They want to indoctrinate our children in your government schools. Don't let them do it. They want to spend America into oblivion, and we got to stop that too. Now, the problem with Rand Paul's statement, in my opinion, he wisely says liberals are wanting to do that. It's hard for me to get into the left-right paradigm. It's hard for me to get into the Democrats are bad and Republicans are good, or conservatives are good, liberals are bad. Because remember, in the founding father era, I don't know if you know, but the founders were all liberals. No, I know you're going, how can that be, Sam? That's not right. Yeah, it is right. And it's right because the definitions were different then. See, the definitions now are different than they were. Words change. You don't believe me? All right, take the gay issue. You know, when a woman was gay, it means she was happy. It didn't mean she was a lesbian. Now it means she's a lesbian. And if you used it in the happy context, people would be like, excuse me? What? Right? Take the word thong. When I was a little kid, thongs were like these flip-flops that you put on your feet. Now a thong is a female undergarment kind of a thing, right? Anyway, I don't mean to get salacious on the radio. I'm just telling you that words change so fast it's shocking, right? Well, back in the day, liberal was a way to say the conservatives wanted to just keep things the same. And they wanted to stick with King George. And the liberals are like, no, we're gonna kick King George out, man. We want religious freedom. We're going to get radical. We're liberal. That was liberal back in their day. So George Washington was a liberal. Well, am I a conservative? In modern days, to some degree, the answer is yes. But I hold some liberal views. I'm anti-war for different reasons than the liberals. But nevertheless, is that a conservative value? No, they're pro-war. They want to fund both sides of wars. The conservatives in modern day love war. Well, I reject it and stand with the Prince of Peace every time. That's me. That's who I am. That's what I do. The Prince of Peace is who we need to look to. He is the author of our liberty. Don't forget it, right? Anyway, I digress, except to tell you, I don't want to spend us into oblivion. I want government to fulfill its proper role, nothing more, nothing less, and that won't spend us into oblivion. But all these social programs will. All these government handouts of money, and they'll just move us into oblivion if we're not careful. I don't want to indoctrinate our children. I want education to be where you teach kids to critically think and you teach them basic fundamental skills. Let them teach themselves the rest beyond that, shall we? I don't want to open our borders, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to have a big border wall and lock people out. Remember, whenever you use something that can lock people out, you can also use that same mechanism to lock people in. So I'm not really into that. But I also don't want the border to leak like a sieve either. I want to get rid of most of the carrots that bring people here illegally in the first place, right? Shut down all the socialism programs. Don't let people cross our borders and give them, you know, money and places to live and food and hospitalization and school. And don't provide those carrots. And the last thing we'll let them do is take our guns. I'm telling you that right now. And that's the recap of yesterday's broadcast, still available at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, will you? Hang tight.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision Tuesday evening to leave the national moratorium on evictions imposed by the CDC intact through July 31st. The original deadline was set to expire Wednesday. A Tennessee billionaire and high-dollar Republican donor is funding the deployment of South Dakota National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Governor Kristi Noem announced that up to 50 South Dakota National Guard troops are being deployed to Texas to help secure the border. Governor Noem said, "The Biden administration has failed in its most basic duty of the federal government, keeping the American people safe." End quote. The New York City Board of Elections apologized late Tuesday after election officials removed the latest vote tally from the Democrat mayoral primary from its website following a data error. 135,000 test ballots were counted along with actual ballots, resulting in frontrunner Eric Adams' significant lead being cut. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fund, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com. With promo code WAR50, fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Lawmakers want answers on COVID-19's origins. Dan Naraki explains.
More than 200 Republican lawmakers recently sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling on House Democrats to support an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Representative Nancy Mace was one of those who signed on to the letter. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. owes it to the world to get to the bottom of the COVID mystery.
4 million people around the world have died from the virus. 600,000 of those people right here in the United States. And there are three labs in the world that do this gain of function research. And it just so happened that one of those is in Wuhan, China, the exact same location where the Wuhan virus originated. And Nancy Pelosi just recently said any hearing in Congress investigating the origins of COVID-19 is simply a distraction. That statement, not only is it negligent, but it's grossly negligent. We owe it to the American people and every other country around the world that's suffering right now to get to the bottom of how this happened so we can prevent it in the future.
USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy to have you along. I am Sam Bushman. This is Hard Hitting News, the network you refuse to use at your fingertips. I'm telling you that right now. One of the things we learned early in the news business from Chuck Harder, Jerry Hughes, guys like that, our mentors in the business, if you will, is nothing is official until it's been denied. And there's allegations now that the NSA is spying on Tucker Carlson. Yeah, you heard me right. And so is that really true? Well, now the NSA has come out in denial saying, no, it's not true. We're not spying on Tucker Carlson. Well, one of the things we learned in the new business or the news business a long time ago was nothing is official until it's been denied. And I bring that up because, ladies and gentlemen, why would the NSA spend their time denying this? Okay, it's kind of like the UFO thing. It's kind of like the, all the virus came from a wet food market or whatever, a fish market in China. And now we find out they lied on all this stuff, right? Governments flat out lie. They have, they do, and they will. Is that past, present, and future? They have, they will, and they do. They lie, folks. And now they've literally say, we're not spying on Tucker Carlson. Do you believe that? I don't. I believe they are spying on Tucker Carlson. And I'll tell you why I believe that. Because historically, you look at governments and they lie. And they lie about these kinds of things. All right. Remember the January 6th event. I know there were some bad apples that were provocateurs that did some wrong things, and I stand against those things and urge government to find them and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law, okay? But at the same time, this big dragnet the government's engaging in has got to stop. Most of the people that were there were innocent, hardworking, good Americans who mean no harm, and the government knows it, right? But they're using this now, as I mentioned yesterday in great detail on the radio with Kirk Crosby, was that they're turning the turret against the American people. They're saying that the domestic threat of white supremacists and Trump supporters and ne'er-do-well, whatever, rednecks and everybody, gun-toting, whatever, every one of us are bad and we're going to create an insurrection in the country. Well, they lie. Now, there might be a few people that are, and we want to stop them and weed them out. But the majority are not even thinking of doing such a thing, not even close. If you look at the founding fathers to make the point, they said, we will endure a train of usurpations. But there has to be kind of a line when you push too hard. We're not even close to that line yet, in my opinion. Now, I know people are preaching civil war in the country. I am not. I pray we don't get there. And I don't like the alarming trends that we're starting to take. But at the same time, I get that we're not even close to a civil war in America yet. And I pray we don't get there. But I bring this all up because the government's been spying on all of us. They've been using this since January 6th, big old dragnet, to look at social media posts and radio shows and all this stuff to try to determine who's who. And they're making lists and taking names. They're sending the FBI to people's homes. We had on that pastor the other day that said, hey, you know what? He was at the Capitol riot. He did not go in the Capitol building. But they sent the FBI to his house, and they questioned him for like an hour. Eventually, he had to hire an attorney and say, look, I'm represented by this attorney. Do not contact me anymore. Because the FBI was harassing him for information. Okay, and this is why I believe that Tucker Carlson's being looked into. They're looking into Sam Bushman, I'm sure, as well. Well, I've got news for the FBI. You already have my thumbprints, my fingerprints, my palm prints, because I've been licensed in a financial position of authority or to obtain a financial license. I used to do mortgages. And so they already have all that background check on me. And ladies and gentlemen, they have nothing. Why? Because I'm not an insurrectionist. I'm not a criminal. I'm urging people to peacefully be involved in the greatest country on the face of the earth. I'm not preaching doom and gloom for America. I'm preaching positive views that we live in the greatest country on the earth. Yes, I'm documenting the reality that we're slipping from grace as we turn our back on God. And I'm documenting that somehow we're jettisoning the time-tested fundamental unit of society, the God-ordained family led by a male and a female. I'm documenting God's law on the matter. And I'm documenting the wonderful history that we've had over the last couple of centuries. But when faced with an opportunity to do things that I think ought not be done, we turn them down every time. Okay? I don't need an FBI agent to look at me and try to provoke me into doing something that ought not be done. Okay? So we need to understand these things. But I do believe they're literally looking at Tucker Carlson and me and many others, and they're trying to see if we are insurrectionists. I believe they have people that have talked to me and communicate with me that are trying to see where I stand. And let me make it very clear to these people, publicly and privately, because I know they're spying on every one of my phone calls also. All right? And that's okay. But I am the same in public as I am in private. I am advocating for peace. I'm advocating for the rule of law. I'm advocating for the supreme law of our land, the Constitution, and the given state constitution for whichever state constitutional republic you may either reside in or be in at the time. I'm advocating for the rule of law there. But I am also advocating for the checks and balances that protect we the people, that chain down with the Constitution those who would break the law, FBI included. Sit down, take note. I'm not afraid to say it. When the FBI is criminal, they need to be stopped. When they break the law, they need to be punished. They need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Should they have due process? Well, of course. We believe in due process in this land. I'm not preaching vigilante ideas in any shape or form. Never have, never will. I am saying that when people break the law, I don't care if you're government or not, you don't have the right to break the law no matter who you are. Nobody, Let me say it again. Nobody. Let me repeat it a third time to be absolutely, extremely clear. Nobody has the right to be above the law. Nobody has the right to break the law. All right? And so that's why I'm so insistent on these points. But I'm as docile and as kind and as peaceful promoting in private as I am in public. You don't believe me? You go ask those who I attend meetings with. You ask those who know me best, and they will all to a person tell you that I am advocating for the peaceful solutions that America desperately needs. So now, NSA denies allegations of spying on Tucker Carlson. The Fox News host doubles down. Tucker Carlson doing a good job exposing the criminal activity of Fauci and others on the vaccines. Okay, for example, Tucker Carlson went off the other day because of the emails that we uncovered with regards to Fauci, right? The emails show Fauci knew all along that masks don't work. Fauci lied again and got caught. You heard me. Fauci knew all along that masks don't work to stop the coronavirus. The particles in the coronavirus are too small, number one. And number two, the lax way people wear these masks and the kind of masks that people are using aren't sufficient. Now, if you say, well, Sam, masks work. Yeah, if you get certain lab masks and you get personnel that know how to wear them properly and everything else, I'm not saying that masks can never work. I'm just saying in a population where they put a mask in the console of their car and put it on and walk in the store, come out, take it off. A day later, go into the bank, put it on, take it off. A day later, roll into the hospital, put it on, take it off. That mask isn't safe. That mask isn't stable and sanitized and appropriate at all. In fact, it's collecting germs on the inside more so than if you were not even wearing one. I challenge any scientist on the planet to debate me and win that argument. Okay, not to mention the fact that the masks leak all around the edges because they're not tight enough. Okay, that's a problem. People don't know how to wear them. You reach up and touch your face all the time with a mask on. That's the opposite of what they tell you you should do. Then, you know, when the masks are on and you reach up and touch the masks all the time over and over and over and over, they're not safe. They're not protective in any way. Anyway, the point is Fauci knew all this. Fauci knows that. And that's why Fauci cannot be trusted, because he doesn't follow the science. He follows the propaganda. He follows the dishonest manipulations that government has perpetuated for well over a year and a half on this thing. Anyway, I digress. I'm just telling you that you can't trust these people. So back to the topic of spying on all of us. They are. Remember George Bush back in the day? He was spying on everybody. He got caught. And then he said, oh, no, I'm only spying on the foreign terrorists and maybe a few domestic people that are tied to those foreign terrorists. Then it turned out he lied and got caught and he was spying on everybody. That's already all come out. That's not new. And that's not debatable. It's completely documented till the cows come home. Solid as a rock documentation. Everybody in their right mind in the news would admit that, oh, yeah, George. And then the Congress didn't punish George like they should have. They should have arrested him for criminal activity and tossed him in the sink. Well, they should have impeached him first because he was president, right? And then they should have got him on crime, high crimes and misdemeanors. Anyway, all I'm telling you is this is nothing new. We know they spy on us. And now they've denied it. And the news headlined for fun, but some truism to it. Nothing's official until it's been denied. You are listening to Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable Live.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so the bottom line is nothing is beneficial until it's proven denied. NSA denies allegations of spying on Tucker Carlson, Fox News. Madison Summers with the piece. And it turns out that Tucker Carlson on June 28th, so what's that, 2 days ago, on his radio or on his TV program came out and said, hey, man, the NSA is spying on me. And they're doing so without a court order to do so. Now, I don't know who's telling the truth. But I know this, the government has lied so many times that you can't trust them. Tucker Carlson has been a truth teller for quite some time. So I'm going to have to go with Tucker on this one until I get more information. I don't know why Tucker would say this if it's flat out not true. And, you know, the problem is it's very hard to get to the courts to get the real answers, right? You know, how are you going to know if Tucker's telling the truth or your government's telling the truth? Your government has such an ability to lie and deceive that I'm not so sure we can get to the bottom of it necessarily, right? That's kind of my concern. How do you get to the bottom of this government thing? Tucker claims something, Fox News host, and NSA says something else. I don't know that I can trust the government at all on this. Anyway, the host doubles down and says, yes, they are spying on me. Well, there you have it. All right, we also want to talk a little bit about vaccines. As you know, Sidney Powell pushed the envelope and challenging the vaccine-forced plans. And it's very, very strange. You've got people on... I've never seen America so polarized. Let's say that. Whether it be government education, what can you teach in school, critical race theory, to vaccines, to masks, to... We're really seeing some divide in America like we've never, ever seen to this level. But some places are mandating vaccines, some companies, some employers. Others are, some states are mandating vaccines. Other states are saying, no, we're going to create laws to prevent the mandating of vaccines, etc. Well, now a tearful mom testifies and tells Senator how COVID 19 vaccine put her daughter in a wheelchair. Now, I know they tell you that the vaccines are safe and effective, but I'm not so sure I believe them for a lot of reasons, right? So that's a big concern, in my opinion. Tearful mom tells Senator how COVID vaccine put her daughter in a wheelchair. And there's increased, I don't know what you want to call it, but reporting of vaccines harming people. Right, whether it be the heart problems that people are getting from the vaccines to now people being put in a wheelchair. There's a whole list, a whole host of side effects people are getting. People are even getting cerebral palsy. No, I'm sorry, not cerebral palsy. Wow, sorry about that. Bell's palsy. People are even getting Bell's palsy from the vaccines now. Now, interestingly enough, ladies and gentlemen, I personally did not take the COVID vaccine, have not, will not. However, I did, I believe, get the COVID. Yeah, 2020, in January, before they even claimed that most people had it, I feel like I had the COVID. I don't know that for a fact, but I got really, really, really sick. I'm still experiencing side effects of that sickness. And I believe I had COVID. Anyway, to make a long story short, I did get tested later, and it said that I did not have COVID. It was an antibodies test, but then I talked to several trusted physicians, and they said, don't trust those tests at all, Sam. They're bogus. Everything you described to me says you had the COVID. I believe you had the COVID. That's what these doctors are telling me. But we can't really know. I don't know if the antibodies were out of my system. I just don't know if they were testing for the right things. I don't know how it all went down. Nevertheless, I bring this up because I ended up getting Bell's palsy after COVID-like symptoms. Well, that's exactly what the vaccines are doing for people, but they're not documenting when people get COVID all the details of what happens. So anyway, it's very hard to tell. The reason I bring this up is because this poor tearful mother tells Senator how COVID vaccine put daughter in a wheelchair. Well, so the debate rages on. Governments, businesses, all making choices, all into force. We're going to force you to take the vaccines. No, we're not going to have forced vaccines. Well, I'm the kind of guy who doesn't want the forced vaccines, right? But the next headline says state lawmakers ban requiring vaccines in public schools. Well, I personally find that to be a good news piece, right? I think that's a good news piece. I don't want them to ban vaccines in the public schools. I don't want that at all. What, Sam? You say you don't want them to ban vaccines in the public schools? Well, it all depends on what you mean by ban. Now, let me make this very clear, because I want to really highlight this point. The headline I agree with. State lawmakers ban requiring COVID-19 vaccines in public schools. Now, that I support. See the difference? One says you ban a vaccine, nobody can take it. The other one says you force a vaccine, everybody has to take it. I'm for neither of those plans. I'm for this plan, which says state lawmakers ban requiring COVID-19 in public schools. See, that's what I support. Why? Because that leaves the choice to people to research it themselves and decide what they think on the matter. Shouldn't they be able to think whatever they want to? And shouldn't people be able to make decisions according to their own conscience, their own thoughts, their own beliefs, their own research? Right? That's what I think really should be the case. And this is what we need to advocate for. If you think we all should get the vaccines, you should still advocate for my right not to get the vaccines. Not because you agree with me, but because you're advocating for freedom, for my right to choose as I will. Just as I don't believe in the vaccines. I'm not taking them. I think they're bogus. I think they're lying to us on that front also. But I will advocate for your right to take the vaccine. Yes, I will. You want to know why? Because I believe in your agency more than I believe in my opinion on vaccines. Meaning that I believe my opinion's right for me, but I'm not here to force what I believe to be the case on you. Not willing to do that. Because I think that's anti-freedom. I believe you and I can both study the issue and maybe we come to different conclusions. We can agree to disagree, and we can be agreeable in doing so. We can be kind and respectful and appreciative and say, you know what? You want to take the vaccine? I don't. Let's both support our rights to choose as we think best. That's the right of conscience. That's the right over one's body. I believe our bodies are temples for our spirits. So I don't want to defile my temple with a vaccine. You might say, I believe the vaccine will prevent my temple from being violated by a significant illness. That's your view, and that's your right. And we need to learn in America to defend differing views, not because we agree with those differing views, but because we believe people have the right to them. Because we believe people have their own conscience, their own views, their own thoughts, their own, all these things. We believe in that, and we'll support that. So I'm not supporting that I want you to get a vaccine. I don't try to use my influence to prevent you from getting one. I'll encourage you and say, I wouldn't do it. Don't do it. But at the end of the day, I'll defend your right to do so. I believe that's the American way, ladies and gentlemen. I really do. All right, anyway, good for these state lawmakers banning the requiring of COVID-19 vaccines in public schools. And I think it should be all schools for that matter. They forced masks in schools, which I reject. Even private schools got masks forced in most states in the union, right? All right, this is an interesting point where governments lie again that I got to highlight and bring to your attention. Here it is. You ready? Trump discovered FDA plot to ban major cures. Yeah. Now, why would there be an FDA plot? Why would there be a Food and Drug Administration plot to ban major cures? Fair question, right? Necessary question. Good question indeed, right? I believe it's primarily because those major cures will deny the pharmaceutical companies a lot of money. And I believe it's also a strike against liberty. Let me give you an example. Ivermectin is one of the great ways to treat the coronavirus. The government will fast-track vaccines. Operation Warp Speed is what they called it at the time, right? And they will then get rid of all normal safeguards and testing and regulations that require the vaccines to be tested and to be safe and to be effective and everything else. They jettisoned all that and emergency approved these vaccines, which are not really even vaccines. They're not vaccines at all in the traditional sense of a vaccine. Nevertheless, they fast-tracked those, right? But yet ivermectin, which has been around literally for 50-plus years or more, that's been through all the testing under the sun you could imagine. It's been around for so long. It's been in use worldwide for so long that we know what we're dealing with there. They're saying, well, that's not acceptable or proven or even approved for the treating of COVID-19. That's a kind of a crazy idea. But there are frontline doctors and people all over the place who will swear by ivermectin, who will swear by some of these inexpensive medications that are time-honored and time-tested that will deal with the COVID very effectively. First off, there's a 99% chance, even if you get COVID, you won't die. 99-plus chance. And even if you do get COVID and do go in the hospital, there's a great chance you'll live. But most people don't even have a problem with the COVID, even if they get it. They just get sick and get better, and they develop natural immunities and everything else. But they've fast-tracked this, while at the same time they've covered up these cures. So Trump discovered FDA plot to ban major cures. Well, I can go back even further. I don't care about the FDA plot. The FDA is an unconstitutional agency in the first place. Shut it down. Save the taxpayers money. But now we find they're literally peddling a conspiracy to jettison real cures and force upon us pharmaceutical medications and drugs with extremely deadly and harmful side effects? All for what? Filthy lucre, big bucks? See, that's a shame. Shame that we, the American people, let it go. Now, President Trump discovered it, but of course, the scientists will claim they're involved in science. All the while, they'll be against it, against the truth coming out on this, because they'll be like, Trump was for the truth, therefore, I don't like Trump, and I got to be against it. Never mind where the science really sets the stage. The science is there. They claimed they were involved in science all along. But now we find out that Fauci and others lied about the origins of the coronavirus. They knew better. They lied about the effectiveness of masks. They knew better. Now they're lying about some of the cures. They know better. Trump discovers FDA plot to ban major cures. And now we catch them at this. Do you see why I don't trust my government, ladies and gentlemen? Everything they say and do is the opposite of the truth, with rare exception. Now, you can say, Sam, that's really total, or, you know, you're making a very broad, sweeping statement. I know, sadly, I am. But when the government's talking, rarely are they telling you the truth. Rarely do they have a clean, transparent reality. They've got some agenda somewhere for all kinds of reasons, and it's becoming rare when they don't. Sad but true. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I am Sam Bushman. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable live radio program. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, donate liberally, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. And I declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Please get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the republic.